Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
You're listening to All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Good afternoon. I'm Deborah Becker. A well-known former federal judge in Boston is coming to the defense of special counsel Robert Mueller. Mueller critics have pointed to a case from Mueller's time in the U.S. Attorney's Office in Boston. They accuse Mueller of allowing four men to go to prison for murder as part of a cover-up of mobster Whitey Bulger's ties to the FBI. Here's Fox News host Sean Hannity.
The men were ultimately exonerated. A judge awarded $101 million in damages, but not before two of the men actually died. Robert Mueller was the U.S. attorney in charge while these men were rotting in prison, while certain agents in the FBI under Mueller covered up the truth.
Well, retired judge and WBUR's legal analyst Nancy Gertner was, in fact, that awarding judge in a lawsuit that was brought on behalf of those four men. Judge Gertner writes in the New York Times today that her review of that case showed unethical conduct by many people in the FBI and the Justice Department, but Robert Mueller was not among them. And Judge Gertner joins us now. Hello there, Nancy.
Hello. Great to be here.
So Sean Hannity has made these charges before against Robert Mueller. So has Rush Limbaugh and Alan Dershowitz. But you say they're wrong. You say the imprisonment of these four men had nothing to do with Whitey Bulger. Can you explain?
Right. The imprisonment of the men was as a result of the testimony of one of the people who was an FBI informant, one of the murderers, really, who was an FBI informant, a guy named Barboza. And he falsely testified to get these four men imprisoned, protecting, you know, another buddy who was an informant and a killer. It's related to Bulger in that it was the informant program that was kept confidential, that was run out of Washington, that basically offered incentives to killers and murderers, you know, in exchange for their testimony against the Italian mob. So it was part of a larger scandal, but it didn't involve Bulger.
And it didn't involve Mueller.
It didn't at all involve Mueller. When they were tried, Mueller wasn't even in Boston. When they were in jail and seeking commutation, he wasn't in a position of authority at all. But most significantly, what I write about is that I looked at every piece of paper in the case in front of me, every piece of paper, thousands and thousands of paper. Mueller is not mentioned in any of them. He was simply not a responsible party for their initial conviction or for their subsequent incarceration.
But he was with the U.S. Attorney's Office from 1982 to 1988. So how do you know that he didn't have any role at all in at least knowing about this informant program that may have been tangentially related to Bulger?
Well, for one thing, we know from all of the investigations that he was not in the unit that was involved with this at all. That was the idea. It was kept confidential precisely from line at U.S. attorneys, from other people in the District of Massachusetts, even from people who were involved in the organized crime division. It was specifically kept confidential.
So tell us just very briefly, because we don't have much time left, what about his experience, his time in Boston, and your own experiences with Robert Mueller? Give us your thoughts about him.
Well, I was on the other side of two cases with him. He was, you know, there's no question that he was, you know, a zealous prosecutor, but not an unethical one. If you brought issues to his attention, he would address them and try to do something about it. I did not find him to go across the line to do the kinds of things that this reporting is accusing him of. So it just didn't make sense to me at all.
Retired federal judge Nancy Gertner is a lecturer at Harvard Law School and WBUR's legal analyst. Thanks so much for being with us.
You're very welcome.